Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. I hope you had an incredible Thanksgiving this past weekend. I know we did with our family, and it's always a great time to think about what you're grateful for and thankful for, and just to really appreciate those moments and to spend time with friends and family, and hopefully you got a chance to do that. And one of the things that I'm grateful for is time and my life and the things that I get to do. And for you, I hope that you're thankful for those things and realize how precious the different moments that we have are and the opportunities that you have to lead and influence other people. But I think a lot of times we get caught up in the transactions of the day and don't appreciate, one, the opportunities we have, or two, make the most of those opportunities. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about goals and as it relates to just making the most of our time during a week, and especially as it relates to leadership and delegating effectively. It's important to know your strengths and the strengths and gifts and talents of your team, especially when it comes to time and investing time in the right people, in the right places, in the right task, and the right things. So the first question I have for you is, do you know your strengths? Do you know what you're uniquely qualified to do? And that will be an overriding theme, I think, in some of the other points that I share in this podcast. But it's very important that you know that and know what you do well, and also know the strengths and gifts and talents of the people that you lead and influence. A lot of times in our coaching, we will use the Berkman assessment, which is a great work style profile that we use in coaching, and it goes into detail around 11 components that make up your work style and how you adjust to change and how you effectively use your time and deal with structure and things around that, and what your need is in that area, and then how you get stressed out if that need isn't met. And it also classifies people in terms of communication style and if they're more of a visionary or more of a process-oriented person or more of an action-oriented person, or is somebody who likes to communicate and persuade others. And sometimes that's a great assessment to go through to know the components that you have in your team and the makeup so that you can assign tasks effectively and also know what you need to work on as a leader. We also use things like the StrengthsFinder assessment, which is a good basic assessment that will allow people to know their top 3 to 5 strengths or talent themes and then be able to work around that and coordinate tasks and assignments and things like that. I think talking to your team is another way, and a lot of leaders don't make time to just talk to their team, to understand their passions, understand what excites them. Get a chance to know what they're working on. If you're leading them, you probably know what you've assigned them as far as a task, but you may not know the depth of the projects they're working on and some of the things that they're doing to make those projects happen. And so talking to them about that and asking them, what have you accomplished that can give you insight into future assignments? What have they accomplished that they're really proud of? And I think for future assignments and opportunities for you as a leader, it gives insight to you to understand what they're working on, how they're doing, what excites them about that, and you can really get insight to understand who they are, what you feel like their purpose is and their passions, and then how they go about completing certain tasks and when their eyes light up when they think about certain things that they're working on. And it doesn't mean that you have to be excited about everything that you're working on, but I think you can tell when somebody is really passionate about that, and that gives you insight into their strengths as well. The goal basically as a leader is to create capacity for you and your team and also to maximize your production capacity and the production capacity of your team. It's not just about getting stuff done. And I think that's very key as we talk about some questions that are important to ask as a leader. And then I'm going to go through 4 D's of productivity or delegation as well. But again, goal is create capacity for you and your team first. What I mean by creating capacity, it's freeing things up. You may be working on a ton of things and some of the things you don't need to do because you're not the best person to do that, even though you're the leader and feel like you need to do everything. Junette may not be the best person to work on every single thing. And so it's creating capacity and freeing up time from the things that you don't need to be working on so that you can invest time in the things you need to be working on. And then it's also creating capacity for your team as well. If you're working on things that you shouldn't be working on that maybe you should be delegating, that means your team is probably working on things or waiting on things to work on that they need to be investing better time in. And so creating capacity and freeing up that time for them to not be waiting on you for certain things, but to be able to get going on things that they need to be working on that are the best use of investment of their time. So creating capacity is really important for you, your team, and the organization that you work for. And then the second part of this goal is maximizing your production capacity and the production capacity of your team. When we talk about production capacity, it's really not just producing tasks and then going to the next project and just doing those same tasks over and over again, but it's really working on growth and development of your production capacity, meaning the capacity for you to be able to produce certain things, and the production capacity of your team. When I'm talking about just creating capacity in the first goal, it's more about time. Production capacity is more about growth, and it's about how can you teach and grow your people and the people that you lead so that the next project, they're taking on new responsibilities and they're focusing on those. They're not only getting things done and investing their time wisely, but they're growing in the process and that you're growing them so that their production capacity rises and so they're able to take on new things that you can delegate that to them in the future. So with that as the goal, creating capacity, meaning just time and freeing up the right time, and then maximizing production capacity, meaning your growth and development of yourself and your team. Here's a few questions I think to ask when you think about how to delegate properly and thinking about this goal of effective delegation and effective investment of time. The first question is, what are you uniquely qualified to do? What are you uniquely qualified to do? What is something that only you can do? And those are the things you need to be spending time on and investing time in. If you're not uniquely qualified to do that as a leader, you need to think about delegating that. And you need to think about giving up control of that, which is hard as a leader. And I coach a lot of leaders. It's hard for me as a leader of people as well to do that. But I think getting insight into that is very important because then you'll understand what are the things you need to be spending time on this week. A second question is, what do others do better than you? So the first question deals with what are your strengths? What are you qualified to do? The second question deals with what do others do better than you, and are they uniquely qualified to do? We may be thinking, well, nobody does anything better than I do. You know, and you may not say that, may not be as bold to say that, but you may be thinking that in the way that you give up control to other people. You don't necessarily trust in the way that they would do that or trust that they would get something done. But I think if you're really honest with yourself, you have hopefully surrounded yourself with a team that can do certain things that complement things that you're not uniquely qualified to do and things that people can do better than you. And so understanding that and really getting insight into the gifts, talents, and strengths of the people around you is very important. The third thing, question is, what are you holding on to that you should delegate? So as you think about what you do well, what others do better than you, the next question leads into what is something or things, maybe some things, that you're holding on to that you should delegate to other people and make a list of those things and then develop a plan to give up control of those things. It may not be happen overnight for you. Some things may be easy to give up. Some things may be harder to give up control of, and you may need to develop a plan for that. Some things people may not be prepared to take on from you, and so therefore there's a coaching process in that, and there's a teaching process. You can't just dump it on them, but there's a plan. You say, by next month, I'm going to give up control of this, and I'm going to help somebody and facilitate that process to give up control of this certain task or this certain thing that I'm holding on to. The fourth question is, what can you do to help others be better managers of your time? Now, notice I didn't say be better managers of their time, but it's what can you do to help others be better managers of your time? And this really deals with managing up and managing upwards and helping the people that you lead and influence be better managers of your time. A lot of times we will help people develop what we call operating principles, and we've talked about this on the podcast as well as on the blog and other places in a lot of our workshops that we do. But operating principles basically center around asking the question, what do you need from me to be successful? And then making the statement, here's what I need from you to be successful. And so when we think about helping others be better managers of our time, it really gets down to, are there things that would be better investment of our time? Maybe somebody's constantly asking you questions. And so therefore you say, hey, it would be really helpful if you make a point sheet with a list of questions. And we set aside a certain time every week that we can go over those questions versus me just answering those in the moment. That would help me be a better manager of my time, and it would help us be better managers of our time together as well. There may be things around communication or the way you give feedback that would help people be better managers of your time. Or maybe people see blind spots of where you're investing your time and really micromanaging in a certain area that they need to give you upward feedback on, that so that you're not spending your time worrying about that or attending certain meetings or doing certain things, but being more effective in the use of your time. And maybe it's getting feedback from your people to say, hey, I've got this meeting, I can cover it. You don't need to come to this, but I will give you an update on it, and we can go over things to prep for the meeting as well. Again, it may be things just about feedback and about the process of managing, but that's very good insight because it can allow you to use your time more effectively. And then the fifth question is, what rewards / outcomes will be realized in your life through effective delegation? This really gets to that why. Why should you delegate? And if there are benefits that you see, rewards and outcomes that will be realized in your life and in the lives of other people through effective delegation, make a list of those. Make a list of, you know, how you'll become a better leader. You can be more balanced in the use of your time. It frees up opportunities for growth for the people that you lead. Those are all benefits of effective delegation. And I think when we write those down and understand what those are, it helps us in actually giving up control and doing that. So five questions there. What are you uniquely qualified to do? What do others do better than you? What are you holding on to that you should delegate? What can you do to help others be better managers of your time? And what rewards and outcomes will be realized in your life through effective delegation? Those are five great questions to think about as you think about delegation and leading more effectively this week. Let me give you four D's of productivity and we'll close out the podcast today. When you think about delegation and also just being productive, whether it be your physical inbox, things, paperwork, things that are coming in that way, or your email inbox, or just tasks that you're having to process and do, these four D's will help you in processing that. Again, it works with processing email, it works with processing tasks, and just working more effectively with people. And these four D's are do, delegate, defer, and delete. So you've probably heard those before: do, delegate, defer, and delete. But we have found in just working with people, and I know in just managing the things that I have to manage every day, these are really helpful for me to categorize these and to be more effective. When I don't think about these and just try to do it on autopilot, sometimes I'm not as effective as when I do really think about how am I classifying the things that are coming at me and how am I attacking my day based on the priorities that I've set. So do is pretty self-explanatory. There are things that I need to do. Sometimes if I'm in a mode right before lunch and I have 30 minutes, a window of time that I really want to be transactional in that time or effective or efficient in that time, I'll process email and I'll see, does this email responding to it take less than 2 minutes to respond to? Then I'll do it in that moment and make time for that during my day to do that. Now, I don't spend my entire day asking that question because there are certain times that I process email And there are other times that I'm working on things that are more strategic, that I don't want to be bothered with email. But whether it's email or a task, you know, there are certain things as you think about your strengths and what you need to be doing and what you can do better than other people, that you will take those on and categorize those as these are things I need to do. The second one is delegate. Again, self-explanatory, but delegating would be effective delegation to other people. So what are the things that I need to delegate? You know, as I think about something, it may be easier for me to do. I may not have to communicate to do that, so I take it on, but it's something I do need to delegate. So asking that question and understanding that delegation is an important part of this. I don't need to just do everything. I need to delegate some things, and I need to be specific about that and strategic about what I delegate and understanding how to do that in the proper way. The third one is deferring, and this is one that you don't want to have a lot of things in the defer category. We see people getting just bogged down with defer. You know, think about your email and think about how often you put things in the defer category and when you could be maybe delegating that to somebody else. But deferring, you don't want to have a lot in that category, but there may be things that you do defer because you don't have the time to process it. So you defer it and then quickly get it either to do or delegate at the appropriate time. And it doesn't sit there for a long time and just stack up. And then delete. A lot of times we don't delete the things we should and get rid of them and say, well, I don't need to spend time and attention on this. Somebody else is doing that. A lot of times this can be emails that were copied on that are just informational. And so instead of holding on to those, maybe we just process it and then delete it. There may be tasks that people are not necessarily asking us to do, but again, we're just being made aware of it or informed of that, so we're able to process those quickly, but not hold on or try to invest a lot of time in as well, because there's no action point for us as well. So those are important things when you think about just effective time management, self-management, and being able to be productive, again, with your physical inbox or digital inbox as well. So just some things to think about regarding, again, just effective leadership. And your people want that from you. They want you to think about their capacity and your capacity, about your time and their time, about growth and development and taking on new responsibilities. And especially as we think about a new year, I think it's very important to think about how we're leading effectively and how we can make the most of our time and make the most of the people's time around us, and to be more effective as we go into this new year. But you can start doing it even this week. Hope you have a great week and lead effectively with your team. I know they're looking forward to that and the things that you grow and growing them and your self-growth. I want to make you aware, too, that we'll be in the blog and some other things be promoting this Best Year Ever course by Michael Hyatt. And again, I've promoted this in the past, and I never recommend or promote anything that I don't believe in or use myself. And I've used this the last few years and feel like I've been a goal achiever all my life and have understood the importance of setting goals. But Michael does a great job of creating this course and creating a focus on developing meaningful goals and not only being a goal setter, but a goal achiever. And he's been a goal achiever in his own life. And he's created this course called The Best Year Ever, and he's going to be releasing a book in January based on these concepts and based on some of the things that he's done over the last few years in developing a great course. And the book will be really good, I'm sure, as well, because he has a unique and great writing style. But you'll see some promotions from us as well. And I think the important thing is that not just to be a goal setter, but if you really want to be a goal achiever and focus on the most meaningful goals that will bring, you know, meaning and accomplishment and a sense of purpose to your life this year, you'll want to take a look at this. And we'll start sending out some things this week and next week about this life score assessment. And he's worked with his team to really look at key areas in your life and then come up with a rating and a score based on the answers to some of your questions. And I think it can give really good feedback to you on where you are in certain roles that you play in life, and then how you can set goals to be more effective in those roles. And then the course will be available in December, and you'll see some more promotion from us on that and how you can get that course at a discount, and we'll offer that at a friends and family discount. And I'm also going to offer some bonuses with that too, some extra coaching in addition to the course that you'll get that I think will be very helpful. And having gone through the process myself in the past and also going through it again this year as I will be buying the course, as I do every year, I think that it will be helpful in putting some personal coaching to that. We'll offer some bonuses for those of you who want to purchase that course as well. So again, just we want to do everything we can to help you lead more effectively, to be a leader in sports, business, and life, and whatever you do. And really passionate about that and want to help you make the most of the moments of your life and just really be effective in all of the roles you play, not just at work, but at home, in your community, in your church, in anything that you're involved in. And we'd love to get more feedback on podcast ideas and some other things. We've got some great interviews that we're going to do in the coming weeks before we end this year. And I hope you'll continue to listen to the podcast, subscribe on iTunes, and we appreciate all the feedback that you give us and you subscribing and listening. Have a great week. Lead well. Make it an awesome and incredible week and make the most of the moments in your life.